This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. We're talking about the state of policing at a time of transition during our Project Milwaukee series, To Protect and Serve. Most of us think the police are there to ensure the public's safety and to investigate crime. But increasingly, police are also the first contact for social services.
The CART, or Crisis Assessment Response Team, is a collaboration between the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division. The team launched in 2013 and now has expanded to three teams, which cover the city of Milwaukee 24/7, and there is one team for the rest of the county.
A police officer and a master's level behavioral health clinician make up each CART team, and they respond to anyone who's experiencing a mental health crisis. The aim is to provide direct care and to connect people with community mental health resources and to avoid involuntary hospitalization or arrests.
Last year alone, CART responded to more than 1,000 calls for service. Of the more than 600 direct interactions, about 89% of those calls were connected to resources voluntarily.
Cassandra Liebel is a lieutenant with the Milwaukee Police Department and a CART coordinator and trainer. Erin Quant is a licensed clinical social worker and a CART clinician. They talked with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about the role police can have in addressing mental health issues in Milwaukee. And Quant starts by explaining who CART is for.
It is for everybody in the community. Anybody who is experiencing any kind of mental health crisis, we will come out. We will do on-scene assessments and really try to figure out what is the best possible disposition for the folks that we're working with. And our police officers are there not only for safety, but they're also the ones who work with us to try to figure out dispositions as well. These are police officers who have increased training in working with people in a mental health crisis.
So the team of an officer and a clinician, are they always going out together?
Yes. Yep,
okay.
Always.
With the police officers who are trained in this, is it specific for mental health policing, or are you also working a beat on the side, or are you just dedicated to CART?
The officers that are assigned to the CART team are primarily CART team. So that is their primary responsibility, and so they respond to any calls that would involve a mental health crisis or even as a referral service for someone who may just be experiencing some mental health issues. So this is their primary responsibility, and we do follow up with all of our clients that we can so that we can kind of mitigate calls for service as they come in. So.
Okay. And Cassandra, how long have you been a police officer?
I've been with the department since 94.
And how long have you been doing CART here in Milwaukee?
I've been working with the CART team for 3 years now.
Okay. So with CART response, on average, what's the, quote, typical call you get, and what's the protocol for responding to that?
Typical is kind of...
Well, as typical as it can get in this
field, I suppose.
As typical
as it can be. Yeah. But, each case is so individual. And so for an officer, it may be something we were just talking before we even got started recording about a person who called frequently to our dispatching service. And so it's someone that our team is familiar with, so we may go do some follow-up with her and just try to see what services we can get to try to help offset whatever she's experiencing. So that could be something that we deal with. On a daily basis, we also deal with if a person is in crisis, quite frequently we're called upon because we're available. You know, and that's just the nature of the beast, that we are the ones who are available 24/7. So we may get that call, and our officers, although we do training, are not medical or mental health professionals. So they may go out to those calls, and with the help of our clinicians on board, they're able to kind of assess that individual and try to get them stabilized within their environment, as opposed to taking them away from that safe environment.
Now, you've been in the MPD before and now with CART implementation. Before this program, what was the protocol for police officers when encountering a situation due to a mental health crisis? Was it the most effective thing? I mean, I know there's either the outcome of connecting them with programs or hospitalization. So before CART came into the picture, what was MPD's response for dealing with these kind of situations?
We saw a lot of recurring calls. And so I think that's why CART became a brainchild of the department and BHD, is that we said we're responding to a lot of the same clients over and over again. Sometimes those situations can escalate and injury could happen to either the officer or the individual. So how can we better address those? And so when I came on in the 90s, there wasn't much. You either took the person out for treatment or sometimes, unfortunately, they would end up going to jail. And so we realized that was not the best outcome for them or for us as a community. So trying to figure out ways that we can better address address those issues. So as CART came, you know, this is a great blessing for our officers to have available to them, because when we were starting out, we really had limited options. And as those resources are limited in the community, now we have something internally that we can deal with, help us deal with these situations.
Right. You mentioned that there are limited resources within the community, also within MPD itself. Do you think, I mean, officers have to wear so many hats. They have to be able to respond to a multitude of situations. So going forward and eventually looking to the expansion of this program, is it best to keep these responses separate so that officers don't have too much stress put on them to be have to be able to be trained and respond to a multitude of different situations, and instead have officers such as yourself who are specifically trained to respond to these situations when it comes to mental health?
Well, I think with any skill set, the more you do it, the better you get. And so for our officers who, like you said, have many hats, they can respond to those things very effectively. But for our CART officers, they have that extra training, and they sometimes have those relationships already built in. So it just really helps us to better address individuals as opposed to a systemic approach. We're going at the individual basis and really doing client-based contacts. And so although, yes, we're taking specific officers off the street to deal with this area, the volume of calls that they're able to address and mitigate for future officers is definitely worth the investment.
Erin, you mentioned before the mics went on, there's CIT training that's outside of this CART program. So what is that training for officers that is mandatory before one would consider going into a CART specialty?
Sure. Well, I can tell you a little bit, and then Lieutenant Liebel's probably the expert on that one from MPD standpoint. But CIT is crisis intervention trained. All of the Milwaukee police officers are going through this or have gone through this. It's a 40-hour a week training. And it really is, you know, we talk about community policing, but this is, you know, kind of the responsibility of the community, too. We have agencies and services and programs that come in during that week to train the officers on not only how to work with somebody who's experiencing a mental health crisis, but what kind of resources and services are available to those folks when they're working with them. So it's really just a vast training for them. And for a lot of these officers, they haven't been through this. They haven't seen this. They don't have access to those programs. So that's some of the best possible outcome in those trainings is just to expand their knowledge on what's available in the community.
What does CART add on top of CIT that CIT doesn't address?
Well, like Erin kind of spoke of, a lot of officers have that limited training that we initially received before this came into fruition, and they aren't aware of all those different resources. So sometimes the CART team is the conduit to that. And so they can contact the CART officers because they deal in a specialized area, might be able to give them tips and pointers on how to address issues, how to identify issues. And like Erin said, exposure to resources. That's probably one of the greatest things that we take away from the training that I hear from the officers, is that they were not aware that there were so many resources available to them. And so knowing that, not just the CART team, but all the different services that BHD offers that can help them out with the multitude of individuals that we come into contact with, has really been useful for them, and they take that away. And also identifying mental health within themselves and within our community as a whole, because we are not unique in any way, shape, or form. So understanding that this is something that is, it's not discriminatory. You know, it hits all places, and taking that stigma out of it and being able to address people at a humane level. And so I think those are some of the takeaways from our CIT training, and having the CART officers come in and speak about their experience and the clinicians kind of give their pointers. We like to include all of those entities in the training so they can kind of put a face with the training.
You mentioned the stigma associated with mental health. And I imagine both for the BHD who's running the program with in partnership with MPD that it's an important step to break down that stigma and to show that you're responding properly to this, and perhaps it create more community openness and willing to cooperate in the future.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that we talk about significantly during the training is parity and understanding that it's a medical condition that needs to be addressed like all other medical conditions, and that there should not be any stigma associated with it any more than it would be any other illness that you would have. And so understanding that, I find that the officers are very receptive to that message when they understand that. And then also they're also open about their family experiences and their own experiences. And so just kind of normalizing. And so you have a more empathetic approach when we do deal with individuals in the community, because we see that this is something that occurs and we just need to address it. And it's not something that is a secret. It can be addressed openly. And the more that we talk and discuss and treat it, the better, you know, outcomes are going to happen.
So say you both got a call and you're going out on response. Can you give us an example of a situation you've dealt with in the past that have that was successfully either connected someone with a resource or had a proper resolution that wasn't further escalated?
You know, I think a typical call, the outcome that we look for is to have somebody remain in their home and get connected to services. I think, unfortunately, a lot of the calls that we go on, somebody's experiencing a mental health crisis, not for the first time, but maybe for the second or the third time, and they don't know who to reach out to. So having us in their home or wherever they like to meet and letting them know that there's programs available, that I can do a referral on scene and say, this is who's going to contact you and this is when they're going to contact you, and these are the services that they can help you through. So hopefully we don't have to work with you again. Hopefully you're going to be stable and things are going to go better for you. That's what we like to see, and that really is a typical call. I think 90% of our calls end up in that outcome. But there's always the outliers. So if somebody actually does need to seek hospitalization, we would love it if they would be willing to seek voluntary services, because we know people who seek voluntary services are more willing to continue to seek services on their own afterwards. So talking to them about the hospitals that can help them, giving them the options that they can go to, it gives people control of what's happening to themselves. And that's what we look for. That's what we need. That's what they need.
Where are the strengths in having a program like this? And do you think this model can be used in different areas of police and community relations?
I think that what's unique for us here with Milwaukee, especially, I think the main thing is our relationship. We have such a good relationship with BHD. And so two entities that historically may have been at opposing ends of this issue have come together and figured out a way that we can try to address this in a more effective way, so that we're not coming to contact with them and bringing them into the system and then they're getting treatment. It's kind of both happening at the same time. And so when we come into contact, one of the good things about having the dedicated officers is that they're not being pulled away to go take other assignments. They're not being rushed, so they're able to take time with the individual and really, so we're only having an interaction with that person maybe once as opposed to two separate times. So we're just, you know, the less handling and the more time to handle that case gives that a better outcome. So I think that that's one of the things that's really good for us as a department, is that the communication levels that we have between our units is just, you know, really above par. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the relationship that we have and the partnership that we've kind of seen that is mutually beneficial for both of us to kind of go into this together. But again, just the volume of calls that our police officers see, you know, it just helps us overall save, even from a financial end, it saves us time and energy, because we're not continuing to commit resources to someone who we can interact with right away and get the right resources.
Well, and I imagine it's also a great benefit for police and community relations to be going out to people's homes to establish that personal connection. And in a time where the news cycle highlights the negatives of actions of police in Milwaukee, or with the new chief coming in, you know, it's an opportunity for people to voice their complaints and concerns and also implement a new direction for the future. So what is your experience in working with the CART program and interacting with the community? You know, do you find that the people you work with have a different perspective of how police and community relations are in Milwaukee?
Oh, absolutely. I think that a big part of what we do is education. So in addition to educating our officers, educating the community about what our resources are and what our limitations are. And so sometimes understanding where we're coming from and what our ideal outcome is, too. Our ideal outcome is a voluntary option as well. So understanding that the frustrations you may witness are in regards to lack of resources or, you know, things along those lines, but not with the individual. You know, it's not a frustration with the individual who has their illness. It's the frustration and our inability to help them in the way we want to. And so having this resource available to us has just been a way for us to say, we may not be able to get you into treatment at this very moment, but we have services that can come out and help you later on. We can talk to the families, help them to deal with what their family member and loved one is dealing with and kind of educate them about family services. And so the networking within the community has been great, and education-wise, it's been great. And so having a better understanding and, again, reducing the stigma, talking to some of our community members about this community that we're dealing with and what they're up against. And so some of just those simple conversations, it's, you know, an epiphany moment for a lot of people.
Right now, CART is comprised of four teams. It's been in operations since 2013. So, Erin, ideally, if time and money are not an issue.
Magic wand.
Mm-hmm. Magic wand. What do you want CART to look like in the future?
Oh, man. I'd love to see us grow. I think the need is there. You know, ideally, I think it would be awesome if there was a CART squad in every district for MPD on every shift. I can't talk enough about it. And I guess I'm a little bit, you know, I'm on the team, so I get how awesome we are. But I just think that when it comes to community policing, I mean, even one of the things that we say when we're working with somebody is you're not in trouble. You know, we're not going to arrest you. We're not going to take you off in handcuffs. And they don't often hear that from a police officer all the time. So just that in and of itself creates rapport with somebody right away. I don't know what else. Grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Growth and utilization. Yeah. I think those are the two things. If we can have people aware that this is a resource out there, not just when they're in crisis, but before they get to that stage, that we can come out and offer those resources. So having that available, having it available 24/7 like the officers are, being able to respond, that, you know, magic wand moment, that'd be great, mm-hmm. you know. But again, just having it in the current state with the resources available as a referral is something that, like I said, I didn't experience in my early part of my career. And so being able to call someone and say, hey, let me bounce an idea off of you right quick, and then being able to either give me some input or say, I'm on my way. You know, that's a great relief, not only for us as officers, but for that citizen who's responding. Like I said, we're responding there, and they don't know what the outcome is going to be. You know, they may have some, you know, trepidation about what's going to happen. And so knowing that they're there and we're saying, this is, hey, it's a treatment thing. We're helping. We want to find care. And this isn't a jail situation. Works wonders. And so, yeah, expansion and utilization would be ideal, optimal.
Well, Cassandra and Erin, thank you both so much for coming in today and, of course, for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Cassandra Liebel and Erin Quant are part of the Crisis Assessment Response, or CART, teams here in Milwaukee. CART's a collaboration between the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division. For more information on CART, you can find it at wuwm.com.